FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is going to be our guest this morning. And if you have a question dealing with your eyesight, maybe you had a little pain or something over the weekend or over the past few days. Maybe something is not doing as it should be and you just don't know what to do. Maybe you're having the beginning of some cataract problems. Dr. McCabe will be here to answer your eye questions. So if you have any eyesight questions, Dr. McCabe will be joining us momentarily. So give us a shout, 893-1450, 893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, with us this morning here on WGNS. In fact, we'll be talking with Dr. McCabe in just a little bit. But right now, let's see what's happening in our community.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Looking at those good neighbor events, the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts production, Footloose, continues Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2. And the annual NAACP Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast is this coming Saturday over at MTSU's James Union Building. Keynote speaker is Bishop Christopher A. Johnson from the Zion Christian Ministries. Once again, the annual NAACP Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast is this coming Saturday morning at 9. Also, there's a Zumbathon this Saturday morning to benefit Project Help. That's from 9 to 11 at Dance Murfreesboro on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. For information, call 278-9022. And the Parkinson Support Group meets at 1:30 Saturday at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. There will be auditions next Sunday and Monday at the Art Center of Cannon County for the musical 9 to 5. Now be sure and bring those new blankets by WGNS so that the Blanket Brigade can give them out on cold winter nights. And those are Good Neighbor events.
Broadcasting to every nook and cranny of Rutherford County's 618 square miles. FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450.
He can't see his own daughter. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. A Shelbyville judge ruled Friday that a man who is a suspect in the disappearance of his ex-wife in 2011 cannot have visitation with his daughter. Shelbyville Times-Gazette reported Judge Lee Russell wrote in his opinion, he concluded that the child's story is credible. Russell was referring to accusations made by the now 8-year-old daughter of Tyler and Shelley Mook, who claimed that Tyler and Kim Mook, the child's paternal grandmother, spoke to the child about burning down her maternal grandmother's house in Pennsylvania. The judge wrote in a letter to the attorneys, given the actions of the father and paternal grandmother, he says he finds it's not appropriate to resume any form of visitation at this time. He said he would discuss the future course in more detail in his full written opinion. Mook's car found burned in a field off Manchester Highway in Murfreesboro back in 2011. She has not been seen since. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you thought about trying acupuncture, Dr. Mark Kester can answer your questions with a free consultation. Call 895-1253 to set yours up today. The city of Laverne will honor the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday, January 21st at 10 a.m., the remembrance ceremony will take place at City Hall, located at 5093 Murfreesboro Road. City offices closed that day, but doors will be open during the remembrance ceremony. Light refreshments will be served following the event. Oh, those rumors of a gun threat at Blackman High School? Just that, rumors. SRO Captain Barry Hendrickson said the investigation showed a student told parents about hearing a conversation about guns while at school. Administrators and officers tracked down the rumors and talked to the original student who was talking with his parents. Sheriff Robert Arnold said the parents took the right action, though, by notifying the sheriff's office, adding parents of students arrested to notify SROs or the sheriff's office at 898-7770 about any information involving weapons or threats at schools. This is WGNS News.
And after the news and knowing what's happening around the community, we're ready to treat our eye problems. If you've had some issues with your eyes, that line is open right now. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us this morning. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody out there. I hope everybody had a nice weekend. You know, Bart, let me tell you, you may think that it's cold out there this weekend, but this weekend I went to a glaucoma eye meeting. Mm-hmm. In Denver, Colorado.
Ooh, I bet it was cold there.
Yeah, and I got my chance to do some skiing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, which I probably only do every 2 years. And I don't get any better. I just kind of maintain. And I guess like everything else, my skiing has slowed down a little bit as I have gotten a few more birthdays under my belt. But at the top of the mountain, we were at Breckenridge. At the top of the mountain, it was between 0 and 5 degrees with about a 25 mile an hour wind. So the wind chill must have been minus 20. And all I know is that everybody sitting on the ski lift next to me riding up in the cold was saying, I didn't wear enough layers.
Yeah.
So when I got back here, you know, and you think this is cold, I felt like I was in the tropics.
Oh, so. Boy. I tell you, see, you have just look at it from a different perspective, and you have something to be thankful for being here.
Yeah, so many things are relative.
That's
you know?
Right.
So, but this is, by the way, National Glaucoma Month.
It is.
January.
Okay.
Right. And about 6 to 8% of all adults have glaucoma. But the interesting thing about it is that only 50% or half know that they have it.
What do they think they have? Just poor eyesight?
No, they think they're fine. Let me ask you this, Bart. How do you know when you have high cholesterol?
Well, you don't.
How do you know when you have high blood pressure?
You don't know that either.
You don't know. You don't have, you know if you have osteoporosis or something like that. So there's so many things.
But I remember when I... Oh, well, you said glaucoma. I'm thinking cataracts.
Right. No, glaucoma. So there's so many things that happens to your body that you don't know about, that you don't have early warning symptoms. Cataracts, you do. Mm-hmm. You see glare at night and all those kind of things we talk about.
So glaucoma, you don't notice
glaucoma
anything.
Glaucoma and many others, you don't. And this is why it's important to get your annual dilated eye exam, you know, once a year, take a couple hours out of your year, get that done, make sure you're in good shape, especially if you're at risk for glaucoma. And you're at risk for glaucoma if it runs in the family, if you're very nearsighted, high blood pressure, diabetes, eye trauma in the past. Any of those things put you in that higher risk category. And it's so important, and so much so, that now Medicare has an annual glaucoma screening benefit that makes your visit free.
So if you're on Medicare, you have no excuse.
That's right. You get a free glaucoma screening visit. That's how important this is. That's how many people it affects. Because Medicare is not going to pay for something unless it works out good for them. And the thing is, if they can catch it early, you don't need to have surgery and all these other things. Now, why don't you realize it? Well, it's just kind of like you don't feel when your blood pressure's up or your cholesterol's up. You have to get it measured. You have to get it checked. And glaucoma is called the sneak thief of sight because it steals your side vision, not your reading vision, not your straight ahead looking at people's faces, but your peripheral vision off to the side. So oftentimes, people don't realize it till they get close to having tunnel vision. And then they start, you know, tripping over the coffee table and stuff like that because they just didn't see it. They know it's there, but they just didn't see it.
And you don't notice it until that happens, I guess.
That's right. You know, there's two definitions of legally blind in the state of Tennessee. And one is, as you might think of it, which is bad vision. So, you know, 20/20 is really good, perfect, what we want everybody to have. Well, then it goes 2030, 2040, 2050, and so on till you get to 2200. And that's like the big E on the eye chart. And when the vision in your better eye is 2200 or worse, that's one of the definitions for legally blind. And you get some benefits from it. The second definition, which hardly anyone knows about, has to do with your visual field. In other words, when you look straight ahead, how far to the side can you notice things in your vision? And so the second definition is when the visual field in your eye, in the better eye, is 20 degrees or less, which is in essence tunnel vision. It'd be like looking through a paper towel roll, you know? And so that's the second definition. You can be 20/20, read the smallest letters, but if you don't have good side vision, you're still considered legally blind. Isn't that interesting?
Ooh, that is. Well, let's go to the phones. 893-1450. We're talking about your eyesight this morning. Dr. Craig McCabe is with us. And good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
All right.
Good.
Good morning.
That lady that had a table saw and a lawnmower for sale, I didn't get all her numbers. It's fast.
I tell you, I don't have those numbers with me right now, and we're on a different subject. So could you call us back after 9 o'clock, and we'll have those for you. We're talking about eyesight right now.
Or you can check the website, right?
Yeah, check the website. It's on there now, WGNSradio.com. But this person may want to check their eyes, too. To be sure that they don't have glaucoma.
Good. Well, I'll tell you, that's an interesting thing. I was just telling my staff today of a man I saw last week, and he had his arm, you know, in a sling, and he had a big cast from his shoulder to his fingertips. And I said, oh, boy, what happened to you? And he was working some kind of industrial machine, and it kind of, like a big table saw with something else, and it kind of caught his sleeve or something, dragged his hand in, and it amputated immediately of his fingers. And in the arm of, you know, where you have the two bones, it broke him in seven places. And
that's because he had poor side vision. He didn't see this coming, I guess.
Yeah, but, you know, even if you've got good side vision, you know, if you're around any kind of, you know, significant machinery, boy, make sure you're not wearing any loose clothes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You've got your protective eyewear on, and you're alert and not sleepy. And that's just probably good advice for everything that we do, because so many accidents just happen because of that.
Well, let's talk a little more about glaucoma, because this is a frightening thing, especially since this is glaucoma month. And if you have Medicare, they will do a test for you for free.
Yeah.
Which you can't beat that. But you say you're at risk if you have trauma to the eye, if you have...
If you're nearsighted.
Nearsighted.
Okay. High blood pressure, diabetes, if the pressure is up in your eye, if the doctor looks at your eye and sees that there's a loss of nerve tissue to the optic nerve. So those are all the risk factors.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Dr. McCabe, I have, according to my eye specialist, macular degeneration in both eyes.
Yes, sir.
I understand that this stuff is kind of two-pronged. I mean, there's a wet and a dry. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
All right. He also did cataract surgery, put in new lens. Issued eyeglasses, strong eyeglasses with bifocals. I was supposed to be able to see fairly well out at a long distance. And with the bifocals, I was supposed to be able to read. Neither one of them working. I can't see over 20 foot out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see how to write my name. I can't see how to sign a check. I can't find a number in a telephone book.
Yes, sir.
Is this due to macular degeneration getting worse?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it worse? Is it worse since you had the cataract surgery, or is the vision better?
It actually is worse. And actually, sir, it's getting worse every day.
All right. And when you talk to your ophthalmologist about it, your eye surgeon, what does he tell you?
There ain't nothing we can do about it.
And do you ask him why your vision is worse now than it was before the surgery?
What he's telling me is that, you know, it's macular degeneration getting worse and worse.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple other things. Are you taking the macular degeneration vitamins?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good, good. Does macular degeneration run in your family?
No, it doesn't. This is the first time any of us in our family that I know of, and I'm 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
No one in our family has ever had this stuff.
Okay. Well, what I would suggest is if you have purely just the dry form, then you need some vision aids. And they make vision aids so that you can see better at a distance. And reading or watching TV for people who have the dry form of the macular degeneration. Now, you have to go to what's called a low vision specialist. And there's hardly any of those around. But we do have Dr. Simon at my office who does do the low vision exams. And your insurance pays for this like any other eye exam. And he's going to show you a whole bunch of vision aids that you can't buy in, you know, at any drugstore or Walmart or anything like that. And then you can try them. And if you like one of those and they help you see better, your insurance typically doesn't have to pay for that. You have to pay for that. But they do pay for your exam. So that's the first thing I would do is get an exam by a low vision specialist such as we have at our office.
All right, sir. These aids that you're talking about, what are you talking about? Magnifying glasses or something of that nature?
Yeah, but they're special ones made for people that have low vision due to macular degeneration. And you can go to our website, McCabeVisionCenter.com, and they'll show you some pictures of some under the macular degeneration vision aids label.
All right, sir. I appreciate you talking to me and trying to explain some of this stuff to me.
No.
Thank you so much, and have a nice day, Doctor.
You too.
Good luck to you, too. That's always frightening when that happens. Is a second opinion too late at this point?
Well, no, and never. And that goes for anywhere else on your body. If you're not getting the results that you like and your doctor's told you that he's done all that he can, well, then it's certainly worth a half a day of your time or whatever to go wherever and get a good second opinion. You know, because different offices have different techniques, have different equipment to look and take care of your eyes. For example, concerning this macular degeneration, we just got the newest version of what's called the Spectralis OCT, which is a machine that looks at the retina in macular degeneration. It has a resolution of 1 micron. That's really small. A micron is 1/1000th of a millimeter. And there's 1,000 millimeters in a meter, which is a little bit more in a yard. But so that's really small. And so we're the first ones in Middle Tennessee to have this equipment. You'd have to go to Memphis or Knoxville if you wanted to have the same diagnostic equipment. So you need to make sure that you're going to a place that has the latest equipment to help treat you. And then the low vision is really a good idea. And let me just say this to everybody out there who has someone, knows someone who doesn't see very well. Get a low vision appointment if you haven't already. Because there are certain vision aids that will help you see better. Maybe you couldn't read before and now you can read now. Maybe you couldn't see the TV before and now you can see now with this. It's not perfect, but it'll make you see better than you currently are. So give it a try. It may help you.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you today?
Fine.
Good.
I'm on Medicare. I have HealthSpring as a supplement for insurance.
Great.
And they're telling me that I need a glaucoma test because I hadn't had one in a year and a half, but I'm going to have to pay $75 for my part of it. Do y'all take HealthSpring, and is part of that true? Or
you know, we take everybody and their brother and their dog. So
why would I have to pay that part of it if Medicare is going to pay for it?
You know, you have Medicare as your primary, right? And then HealthSpring as your supplemental.
Right.
And then you do not have a deductible, correct?
Right.
Do you have a copay for an office visit to a specialist?
Yeah, I think it's like $45.
You know, I would think that you would have to pay the $45 because that's your copay and you can't get out of that. And then if you get a refraction, which is if you want to get new glasses or have your vision checked by glasses, then that's going to be about another $35.
Yeah.
So 40 and 35, 75, but it should not cost you more than that. Let me ask you, do you have glaucoma?
No, I didn't have it. I just got glasses about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And they said that I didn't have no problem with it.
Yeah, so we were just talking about this, Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare is asking their patients
to get
a glaucoma screening exam. And this listener is called up saying, my insurance sent me a letter saying I need to get my glaucoma screening exam. And so that's exactly what we're talking about. And you know what? If you haven't been to the eye doctor in a year anyways, it's time to go.
And
they're starting to require you to have it every year now on this wellness program that HealthSpring got.
Yeah, and you know what? Everybody hates to do these wellness things. I mean, I need to go get a colonoscopy this year, all right? So that I'm dreading that a little bit more than you are your glaucoma eye exam. But anyways, you got to do it, and it's for your own good. And if something is there and you get it treated early, you know, you're going to do very well. You know, I told my patients that come to my office, if I catch their glaucoma early and they come to their visits and use their medicines like I ask, they won't go blind. They won't go blind. You know, in the past, glaucoma was a blinding eye disease. But now the medicines and treatments are so good that if you can get it caught early, a stitch in time is just worth a billion there, and you'll keep your vision. So, you know what, look at that as one of the best investments you can make in your health.
Well, is this glaucoma, is it something that acts fast on your eyes? I mean, if you got it, how long would it take you to know before you had it?
You know, it typically progresses slowly in most forms, although there are some forms that progress quickly. So I can't make a blanket statement and say they all go slow. Most of them do, but there are some forms of the disease that do go quickly. And the thing is, you don't know it. You don't know you have it. You don't know whether you got the slow or the fast one, but you get it checked out, and your eye doctor can tell you. Just make sure you're getting a good dilated eye exam.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to you. Where is McCabe Vision Center located, by the way?
Well, we're right here in the metropolis of Murfreesboro, right near the intersection of Memorial and Heritage Park Drive, which is one light up for Memorial and Northfield. And we're right next to the bank there. Can't miss it, Bart.
All righty, McCabe Vision Center. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We will be right back if you're on the line. Hold on. You are coming up next.
Broadcasting from the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and take a look at the 2013 Boss 302S race car. It's number 14 out of 50 made and is now in the Ford showroom at the corner of Broad and Northfield. It has the 5.0 Boss engine, a 6-speed transmission, removable steering wheel, 6-point racing belts, lightweight Brembo brakes, and more. Head to Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine, to black onyx. Excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
As we head towards the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies with rain becoming likely. Could even mix with some sleet at times this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 30s. While breezy north winds. I'm WGNS meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 28.
This is Freda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
consumer questions, money concerns, and more. This is Clark Howard, and I'll take your calls on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Weekdays noon to 2 on WGNS.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. This is Jean Irvin, Dr. McCabe.
Well, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. And I'm calling the radio station this morning on behalf of my friend, Elaine Jesse.
Right. And this is
that you operated on last week, and she is thrilled to death with her eyesight at this point, and we wanted to express appreciation to you. And she's at work, she can't do her calling herself, so I'm doing this for her. And we wanted to recommend you highly to the listeners of this radio station, because we feel you are indeed a great eye physician and surgeon, and we want people to know our satisfaction. I too am a patient of yours, and you are treating me and keeping me in good shape. I do not have glaucoma. You're treating me for that, and my eyes are good. And we just want to recommend you out there to the listeners this morning.
Well, you know, and that's nice. And you know what? I want to say that this young lady on the phone here is a wonderful person, too, because she works with her church to help those less fortunate and those that can't see get to the eye doctor and help them with their care. And in this case, they took someone who couldn't see, and now they see better than most people out on the street.
Well, we're real grateful for that, and thank you very much, and we'll see you next visit.
Yeah, Jen, tell us, what is the name of your church?
Highland Heights Church of Christ in Smyrna.
Right, and so I just want to say thank you to all those out there that are making a difference and helping everyone.
Thank you so much, Doctor, and we'll see you again.
All right,
bye.
Have a good day.
Boy, I tell you, calls like that just, they makes your day. I mean, let you know that what you're doing has an impact and is changing lives in a positive way. But, you know, I'm always amazed when we get these calls from people who have had, especially the cataract surgery, where they have had problems seeing, and then suddenly they walk out of the operating room, many of them being able to see clearly. That has to be a wonderful feeling, not only for those people, but when you hear about it, for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I often say that I love to do surgery, but my favorite day of the week is the day after surgery when they come into the office. And most patients are happy because they can see so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so much in life, as we get older, it doesn't get better. I mean, I think I had a senior citizen once told me that they were the golden years, and really, it's the rust years. But, you know, it's wonderful to see happy faces. And, you know, really, the kudos goes out to my whole staff, because they do the measurements for your cataract surgery. They do much of the legwork and of the measurements that go into the calculations of the lens powers. And, you know, there was a national survey out that says that that the average for patients that go to eye doctors in the country and have cataract surgery, that about 60%, 55 to 60%, see 20/30 or better uncorrected after cataract surgery. And we just did a long-term look of our data, and we're at 80%. So we're actually like in the top 6% of the country for how our patients do after cataract surgery. And it's because we have invested in the best equipment. It's because the technicians in the office really care about you. They don't rush you through. You know, we really try to do the best job possible. And all that adds up along the way and results in these calls that you hear of happy patients.
We were with some friends last night, and obviously they were all about the same age. I was the only one who did not have any glasses on, and have not worn glasses now for probably 6 months. I used to have to wear them all the time. And after the cataract surgery and the lens replacement with the crystal lens, I can read books without glasses. I can do everything without glasses. It's a freedom that it's hard to explain how dramatically different things are.
And it's more than just seeing well, which is incredibly precious itself, but it's waking up in the middle of the night, not having to find your glasses. It's being in the shower, it's going swimming, it's whatever it is, and it also gives you a greater sense of well-being. You know, it's almost like you got a little younger there.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times, like we were saying, you go to the doctor, it's they say, well, you know, you're getting older, you know. and so we don't accept that at McCabe Vision Center. You know, you should be seeing pretty close to 20/20 till you're 85, according to the anatomy of your eye. If you don't, then there's something that needs to be helped or fixed.
It's like that old Twilight Zone show where the guy is the last man on the earth, and all he has wanted to do is read. And he's sitting there on the front steps, I think, of the New York Public Library, with all of these volumes around him, and he's getting ready for the thrill of his lifetime to read. And his glasses fall off, and he can't find them, and he accidentally steps on them.
Mm.
And here's the last man on earth who can't see without glasses, just broke his glasses. You know, when you talk about freedom, you don't have to have glasses at all, and you don't have to worry about if you're out camping or if you're out riding a bike or something, walking on the greenway, if you lose your glasses and you suddenly can't see, you don't have any glasses to lose anymore.
You know, it's the one thing in your life, no matter what else you have, no matter if everything else is perfect in your body, that takes away your independence when it goes badly. And you have to rely on others for more and more and more. So it, like we've said before, when people start to get poor vision, they constrict their life to avoid the hassles that the problems that the cataracts or whatever are causing them. They don't drive at night, they don't go out at night or whatever, all that kind of stuff. And then when they get it back, boom, their life's opened up again. And so it makes a big difference in so many things. They've shown that in patients with Alzheimer's. They have better cognitive function. They have better balance. Their walking skills, eating food, putting their clothes on, all these kind of things are better if they can see better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it's involved in so many things. It is absolutely our most precious sense. But you got to invest in it a little bit along the way. Consider it one of the best investments you can make. You know, get your eye exam once a year, and make sure everything's good. And if you've got a family history, boy, make sure you get it once a year.
Well, one thing you mentioned, too, about glaucoma, how it sneaks in, mm-hmm, on you and you don't notice the problem, mm-hmm, until it's there. And,
mm-hmm,
that same thing, to a degree, is true with cataracts. But, of course, the end result is not as bad. But you start coming up with reasons, well, I think I'm not going to go out tonight.
Yeah, cataracts is a gradual loss. I kind of consider it like gray hair and wrinkles.
Yeah.
You don't notice that much.
But it'll change your lifestyle.
But, you know, if you go to your family reunion or your class reunion or something 5 years later, it's like, oh, boy, did you see Joe? His hair is all gray, you know. And, you know, you know, yours is too. You just don't notice it because it happens so gradually.
But, you know, you can, if you have your cataracts corrected, change, you know, check them to see if you have cataract problems. And if you have that corrected, you can go out and drive at night without problems of glare, without problems of anything. You can read books. You can do all of those things.
Yeah, as long as everything else is healthy. You know, you don't have anything wrong in your retina, like macular degeneration or diabetic retinopathy. Boy, there's a huge one, you know, 5 times almost the incidence of glaucoma. And boy, make sure if you're diabetic, your insurance insists that you get an annual eye exam. But all these kind of things, and you know, if you're, and it's not just when you're getting older, you know, if you're a baby, you've got a baby and some kind of lazy eye problem or some kind of problem runs in the family, you know, kids, little babies can be born with glaucoma. Congenital glaucoma. That's right. And you know what the symptom is? You can't tell their vision. The symptom is tearing.
Hmm.
Their eye tears. And so your pediatrician should be attuned to this. But, boy, make sure if something runs in the family at an early age, you know, your baby gets checked early on. You know, if it's 2 to 6 months, it gets checked.
Do some people who come in for an eye exam discover that they have diabetes and did not have a clue that they had this before?
The statistics are that 20% of new diabetic diagnoses are done by the eye doctor.
20%?
Yeah, of new ones. And that's because the eye doctor is the only doctor that you can go to that can actually see the little capillaries and the little red blood cells going through the capillaries in your body. And that's because he can look through your eye and see to the retina where you can see those under that high magnification of that microscope and that bright light. So it is very valuable that you get that dilated eye exam done. But now if you go to, in all fairness, if you go to your family practice, your internist or whatever once a year, they're going to do a diabetic test, the hemoglobin A1C that we all talk about. And all diabetics should know their hemoglobin A1C number. That's the blood draw they get out of their arm. You know, a finger stick tells the sugar, the blood glucose over the last 3 seconds. And the A1C out of the arm there that the doctor does is the average of the last 3 months. That's what insurance and studies and all these things go by. And you want that number to be 6.5 or less. But you'd be surprised, Bart, probably 9/10 of the diabetics that I see for the first time in my office do not know. They may have had it 5, 10 years, do not know their A1C number. Now, let's say I checked my sugar this morning, and it's always fine. You know, every day's fine. I say, how often do you check it? I'll say, well, you know, I usually check it in the morning. I said, so you're telling me you haven't eaten for at least 8 hours? Well, of course it's going to be low. So if you're just doing your finger sticks, you know, make sure you're checking it throughout the day. Because oftentimes you'll find, yeah, if you're not eating anything, your sugar is going to go down. And as soon as you eat some, whew, it may go way up. And you don't notice that unless you check it at that time.
Now, with early detection of diabetes, can you ward off some of the major problems that come along with that?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, your primary care doctor relies on the eye doctor telling him if there is diabetes in your eyes and to what level, because then he needs to manage your A1C number more aggressively, so he may add on a medicine or whatever. And likewise, if he gets a report that there is none, hopefully, then you know, if your sugar goes up every once in a while, hey, that's not so bad, because there's no diabetes in there to worry about. And the thing is that more than 50% of the time, if you've got it in your eyes, you've got it elsewhere in your body. You know, it affects the nervous system around the feet. They get the numbness, tingling in their feet. And it affects their kidneys. Diabetics will go on dialysis. They're the most common patient to have dialysis. So get it checked out. That's another one of the things of the annual dilated eye exam.
Our phone number is 893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us this morning, and he's answering your eye questions, talking about glaucoma. This is National Glaucoma Month, and glaucoma tests are free if you're a Medicare patient this month, or is it forever?
It's forever like that, unless you have a copay. And when we come back after the break, we'll talk about some of the misconceptions and wives' tales about glaucoma.
Ooh, all righty. Stay with us.
WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the new Nashville Highway,
halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. What's the difference between my car repair shop and some of the others here in town? We work hard with our customers and treat them like family.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning once again. We've got no accidents or incidents to report in Murfreesboro at this time. Congestion is easing a bit. Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial. I-24 at 96, all with traffic easing for us. A couple of situations on I-24 still causing problems. We've got I-24 East at Harding Place. Also, we've got a three-car accident, I-40 West at Fessler's Lane. For the best in hardwood flooring and paints for your home, call or come by Bradford Hardwood Flooring and Paint Center, 1999 Nolansville Pike. Call 251-5384. Randy Bryan with traffic on...
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
The Truman Show on WGNS.
Rutherford County, we're going to have a great show today.
Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. Dial quickly. We have just a few minutes left in the program. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us this morning. The number again, 893-1450. 1450, and let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Dr. McCabe. How are you this morning?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. Glad to hear from you.
I have a question for Dr. McCabe.
Yes, sir.
I'm 79 years old, and I haven't had any cataracts removed. I guess that they're gradually getting there. So at some point in time, I'll have to do that. But now, am I too old at the time the cataract removed to have the implant surgery to do away with the glasses? I mean, removing the cataract himself won't do away with the need for glasses, will it?
No, sir. You have to opt for one of the deluxe lifestyle lenses. And if you have healthy eyes, and this goes to everyone listening, you know, I would absolutely recommend it because I think you'll get the best vision. I know that these are our happiest patients, most satisfied with their cataract surgery when they have full range vision. So it doesn't matter how old you are. It absolutely does not matter. What it does matter and what will exclude you is if you have other eye diseases that affect your vision. So if you have a problem with your cornea or a problem with your retina, then it would not be the best option for you. But if you have a healthy eye, why then, yes, you can take advantage of this new technology.
Well, I thought I had heard sometime ago that as you age, you're too old really to do the surgery.
But,
absolutely not. Cataract. I know cataracts are common for older people, but I didn't know the surgery beyond that would be suitable for someone my age.
Yeah, age is not a disqualifier, not a contraindication of any sort. As long as your eye is healthy, I mean, we've done cataract surgery on people that are, you know, are over 100. So it's the safest of all the major surgeries you could have done anywhere on your body. You just have to have a good eye exam with good equipment to make sure what's best for you.
Okay, now this blood test that you're talking about, the A1C, is that typically on a normal blood workup that you get when you go to the doctor for your annual physical?
Yes, sir. That will be on your annual physical. It's an A1C.
A1C. Okay. Now, what level should it be at?
Well, I think actually normal is 5.5 or less, but for diabetics, it's recommended by the American Diabetic Association, American Academy of Ophthalmology, American Academy of Endocrinology, 6.5 or less.
So I do have copies of my past blood work, so it should be 5.5 or less. The smaller, the better?
Well, yeah, I think it's, you know, between 4 or 4.5, depending on the lab that they use. But usually when you get a copy of your lab work back, just to the right will be the normal range for that lab.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
You should fall within normal.
Okay. That's all I have. I appreciate your enters.
Very good. Have a good day.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. So that's some good news there. There's no age max. There's no limit on you seeing well.
That's correct. You know, as long as you have healthy other parts of your eyes, it's just the cataract that is impeding your vision, then you can take advantage of this new technology, which gives you full range vision from near to far.
You know, I'm wondering if he might have gotten that confused with laser, the laser surgery, because you
LASIK. Yeah. And so I recommend that if you're, you know, 40, 45 or older, that you don't go with the LASIK, because there's better alternatives. It doesn't fix your near vision. You don't get full range vision with it.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you had some information you wanted to share with us before we end the program.
Yeah, just some of the quick misnomers. Mm-hmm. People will say, well, I got my pressure checked in my eye, and my pressure was normal, so I don't have glaucoma. And that's absolutely incorrect. 50% of all people with glaucoma have pressure in normal range. So it is absolutely not detected by the pressure. Now, it is treated by lowering the pressure in your eye. Whatever that pressure for your eye is, we make it about 30% lower than it was. But that's not how it's diagnosed. It's diagnosed with certain testing of the optic nerve and your side vision.
Okay, so there's something else to think about. But the big thing to remember with glaucoma, the silent stealer of your eyesight, this is glaucoma month, and now a new regulation from Medicare, you can get that glaucoma test for free.
Yeah, you know, it's just that important, and we have invested in the best equipment to detect all of these diseases there at McCabe Vision Center. We'd love to see you, and I wish everyone out there a new year of great vision.
Fantastic. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, visiting with us this morning here on WGNS. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking about the preserve our area's rural qualities. A lot of you have said, I wish things wouldn't change so much. I want to see that old barn stay. I want to see this you know, rural feeling stay. Well, there's a group who's working to keep that, and they're very successful. That'll be our topic tomorrow. Dr. McCabe, thank you for joining us again. Where is McCabe Vision Center?
We're in the phone book. We're on the internet, McCabeVisionCenter.com, where you can get tons of resource information on all kinds of eye diseases. So please visit us there and give us a call. We'd love to see you. Our number is 904-9024.
904-9024. Is that right?
Yes, McCabeVisionCenter.com. Give us a call if there's anything we can help you with.
All righty. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, visiting with us again today. Hey, have a super day. Truman's next.